This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Top diplomats from the U.S., Russia, the EU, and Ukraine are gathering in Geneva for talks on the turmoil in Ukraine. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, his Ukrainian counterpart, and EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton have already arrived in the Swiss city. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will join them for Thursday's talks. The Ukrainian interim foreign minister says he will ask Russia during the talks to cease support for, quote, terrorist activities in Ukraine. Washington and Moscow traded barbs on the eve of the negotiations. The U.S. asked Russia to stop what Washington called provocation in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. warned that it is preparing new sanctions against Russia. The Kremlin hit back, saying the Obama administration was backing, quote, Kiev's war on its own people. To discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Mike Billington, who is with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us live now from Leesburg. Mr. Billington, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you assess any possibility of success in these talks?
Well, there's some success, but the problem is there's some chance for success, but the problem is that effectively World War III has begun. What's at stake here is not a war over Ukraine. It's not even a war with Russia. This is a war demanded by the British and the Obama administration, who takes orders from the Wall Street and City of London bankers, that they want a war. And this is not going to be a war in Europe. This is going to be a global war. As I'm sure you know, Obama sent his CIA chief, John Brennan, to Ukraine over the weekend. And he gave the order, which was admitted today by Obama's spokesman, gave the order for the Ukrainian army to march against the unarmed demonstrators in the east, and that, in fact, the U.S. is openly saying that they support the use of the army against the demonstrators in the east. Remember that Obama and other administration officials were calling Yanukovych daily, warning him not to use the army against the Maidan neo-Nazis who had occupied government office buildings in Kiev before the overthrow and the illegal imposition of a neo-Nazi-led government in Kiev. That government has now admitted that they have recruited the security, so-called, from the Maidan, which is the right sector, the explicitly self-confessed neo-Nazi organization, the supporters of Hitler and his Ukrainian friend Stefan Bandera, who are now in office and who have been recruited into what they call a National Guard, have been deployed to the east to carry out a slaughter of the demonstrators, the Russian-speaking Ukrainians, whom they consider to be virtually enemies. So the Russians have correctly said they will not back down if, in fact, they open fire tonight on the cities, as they did yesterday in the airport, killing four unarmed demonstrators. If that happens tonight, that will sabotage the event tomorrow. If it proceeds, there's a chance that Kerry and others may, in fact, try to make some sense out of this. But the fact of the matter is that as long as Obama is in office, he is committed to the British war. And there's nothing that's going to stop this war other than impeaching Obama and immediately dealing with the financial collapse of the entire European and American banking system in order to basically take the power out of the hands of this financial cartel, which is driving this push for war.
Mr. Billington, we just have under a minute left. You speak about this world war, this new world war that is beginning. Do the people, and I would imagine the people, do not have an appetite for any war, especially after Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The American people in no way support this push for war. The American people have no voice in the matter. Largely, by the way, because the Democratic Party has capitulated to Obama's leadership. What's happening in the United States is the Democrats are leaving the Democratic Party in droves, joining the Republican Party, which is stark raving mad that wants to start a war tomorrow. But they're doing so because they hate Obama so much. And because the Democratic leaders refuse to work with Lyndon LaRouche and with my organization and the majority of the American people, 70% of whom despise this president, to impeach him now for his many, many crimes, including his effort to start a thermonuclear war now with Russia and with China, by the way. You saw what China did last week when they read Hegel, the Riot Act, for his open threat of using force against China in support of a phony territorial dispute with Japan. So we're sitting on the brink, and the only solution to this is that we break the power, take Obama out of office, get his finger off the button, bring in Glass-Steagall, implement LaRouche's policies for a Franklin Roosevelt-style restoration of the American system in this country and in Europe. And that's the only way we're going to stop this war. We're actually in the first stages of thermonuclear war right now today. There was a military confrontation between Soviet jets and the U.S. Aegis destroyer in the Black Sea a few days ago on Saturday. This thing
I do apologize, Mr. Billington. I will have to unfortunately interrupt you, but of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Mike Billington speaking to us live from Leesburg.